The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We welcome everyone to worship today and give a special thanks to our talented musicians who are joining us today. It's such a blessing that you are with us today. And we begin today with the words printed in our bulletin. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
And I invite all those who can stand to stand now for our opening hymn, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to all of our members, our visitors, our friends. Welcome to you all who are joining in person. And a big welcome to those joining us online. It is good to be here together, and together we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. And again, a special welcome and thanks to Alistair and the orchestra up there. It's always a blessing to have you with us. You're always welcome here. Let us continue this morning with a confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, our Creator, our Protector, our wellspring of life.
Amen.
Trusting that God receives our words and the meditation of our hearts, let us confess our sin. Merciful God,
you speak blessings and compassion into the world. Forgive us for the ways we act with judgment, cruelty, or indifference. We ignore the needs of our neighbors. We resist your call to oppose injustice. We give in to scarcity and fear. We assume the worst about one another. Cleanse us from our faults and release us from their grasp. Show us your loving kindness. Restore our hearts and repair your world, that we may live in Christ's ways. Amen.
God proclaims these words of assurance. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. In Christ, you are forgiven. In the Spirit, you are made free, refreshed by the waters of mercy. Live anew as beloved children of God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And
and also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, source of every blessing, you showed forth your glory and led many to faith by the works of your Son, who brought gladness and salvation to the people. Transform us
by the Spirit of his love, that we may find our life together in him, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Now we invite the children to come forward for a children's sermon. Most of our children are on vacation, so welcome, my children. Today we get a story from Jesus, about Jesus, when he attends a wedding. Think about that as a celebration. And what do you need for a great celebration but a good cup of juice, right? Well, the problem arises, well, they drank it all. There's no more abundance left. They're stuck with the scarcity. And Jesus pulls out his handy dandy 1 gallon jug of water, and he tells them simply, just pour it into the glass. You want to see what will happen? Let's do that. Well, if we just pour good old water into the cup, we've got juice. Now, my friends, the story isn't really about a juice, though, as good and yummy as that is. But friends, we often can think, right, that God's grace is not enough, that God's love will run out, that we are not enough. My friends, let us remember that as Jesus turned water into wine, Jesus turned us into holy people who have enough, who are enough, and God's grace is enough. So let us pray. On the count of three, we're going to bring our hands together, which I cannot do, and then repeat after me. One, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you that there is enough.
Thank you that there is enough.
first reading on this second Sunday after Epiphany is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, starting with verse 1. Hear now the word. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication and all the king's glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be the crown of beauty in the land of in the hand of the Lord, and the royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, my delight is in her, and your land married, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall the builder marry you, and as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall God rejoice over you. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Today's psalm is Psalm 36. You will find the text on page 4 of your bulletin, and we will read it responsively. Your love, O Lord, reaches to heaven, and your faithfulness to the clouds.
Your righteousness is like the strong mountains, your justice like the great deep. You save humankind and animals, O Lord.
How priceless is your love, O God! All people take refuge under the shadow of your wings.
They feast upon the abundance of your house. You give them drink from the river of your delights.
For with you is the well of life, and in your light we see light.
Continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your favor to those who are true of heart.
Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, starting with verse 1. Hear now the word. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, let Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities. But it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom. To another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots each to one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go?
The Holy Gospel according to John, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to them, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. And Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, friends, since Christmas, we've been journeying through these really rich texts after rich texts. And I keep saying, but I'm going to say it again, maybe the best way to approach a text like this is just through awe and wonder and amazement and to just dwell in the whole scene. Because it is so rich, so profound, what our gospel is describing. It's profound mostly for the symbolism that is dancing in the background, though. And before we touch our text, let's think for a moment of why this particular marriage feast is so important. Why is this the sign that the Messiah has come to the people? And if you had noticed our Old Testament text, it spoke of a wedding feast. God coming to the people is symbolized through a wedding feast. And this will run throughout the whole scriptures. And specifically, when the Messiah comes, that wedding feast will be known by the overabundance of wine. And you see, marriage isn't just a symbol of God's presence with the people. It literally is the symbol throughout Scripture completely of the relationship of our souls to God. Christ, the church, bride, groom. Our mystics of our faith have often connected marriage to the spiritual union that is available to us through Christ. And all this is dancing in the background. And friends, if you want to see how this plays out, I will direct you to that one book in the Bible that no one ever reads, and it's not taught in our Sunday school class for obvious reasons. And that is the Song of Solomon, or the Song of Songs. It's a song, it's a book of a love poetry, romantic poetry between a lover and their beloved. And the tradition has long wrestled with what to do with this tradition, what to do with this book. It is there, we're sort of uncomfortable, we don't know what to do with it. And on one hand, we say it is just simply a celebration of the purity of love between two people, fulfilled ultimately in the symbol of marriage. And our mystics, on the other hand, will say it has to be read allegorically as the soul's connection to God. And I say, as I'm always saying, my friends, yes to both. Of course, love should be celebrated and embraced, and marriage is special and sacred. And yes, it is in itself a symbol of something much greater. In some of our church traditions, we're not one of them, but marriage is a sacrament of the church. And in a way, as I say, all of life is sacrament. Because in marriage, you are quite literally supposed to reflect God's love to the other. As St. Teresa of Avila would say, God has no hands but yours. God has no eyes but your eyes. And so literally within marriage, you are literally God's love to your partner. And that's special, intimate bond of that relationship speaks to God's heart for you. So all that, my friends, is the preliminary notes dancing in the background. And so when the Messiah comes on the scene, he started to get followers. They show up at a wedding. A wedding that has run out of wine. And we have a miracle of abundance, a sign pointing to who Christ really is. And my friends, this creates us to wrestle with some questions. And one is, or they're both connected, we ask ourselves, does the wine of our lives run out? And secondly, is there enough? We always question if there's enough. We always wonder if the grace of God will run out. It's that age-old debate between scarcity and abundance. And our world may tell us that no, indeed, it runs out. Indeed, there is never enough. And as I was thinking about this, I would like to illustrate this by the symbol of food. We are constantly told there is not enough food for our world. The food always runs out. People are always hungry. We know they're always hungry. But friends, in America alone, we throw out 40% of our food. That's 119 billion pounds of food per year that just simply gets thrown away. If you want to put that in a perspective, that 119 billion is enough to feed everyone on this planet. There is not, the issue is not, is there enough food? There is plenty. And I know these are complicated issues, but think of this, my friends. There is an overabundance of food. What we lack is the imagination to live into that abundance so that everyone has it. So our world says there isn't enough. And perhaps in our own selves, we say, I am not. And there's an interesting parallel here, right? Paul says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Well, that word that Paul says, falling short of, is the exact same word Jesus used here to say the wine gave out. We all, in our efforts, have given out. Because the climb is too high. We are humans. We have our own frailties and our opinions, and yet we think, I am not enough. And this causes us to question whether God has enough. Does God have enough grace for the whole world? Does God have enough grace for me and for my neighbor? And Jesus is telling us a resounding yes. My friends, there is enough. God's grace never runs out. God's love is overabundant. The invitation for us is to live into this abundance. To repent. There's that word again. Change our mind. There is enough. God is enough. We are enough. Let us dance in this mystery of the abundance we are given. And then our text ends with a joke. We might not see the joke, but my friends, I think we're supposed to laugh at it. This poor steward, who's probably going crazy, trying to figure out how to feed everyone, and the wine is running out. Imagine how stressed he is. And then he's told there's another 3,000 servings of wine, and lifts the glass to taste it, and lo and behold, it is the best wine ever. He's surprised that they've saved the best wine till the end. And isn't that also the human condition? Right? We want to serve the best wine first, because after that best wine goes out, and we maybe only need one or two bottles of the best wine, because then the senses are dull, we can serve the inferior wine, and no one will know for the better how big of a cheapskate we really are, right? But now the best wine is last. It's the same thing when you walk into a hotel room, or a hotel lobby. The lobby is decked out with gold, and it looks perfect, $1 million experience lobby, so you book the hotel room, then you open up your hotel, and it's just your regular, everyday, shabby hotel room, right? The best comes first, but not in God's economy. The best is yet to come. In John's prologue to his gospel, he started with this great phrase that in Christ there was grace upon grace. The invitation is not only to see the abundance. The invitation today is to say, we are blessed in the moment. We have the blessing of life, of friends, of church. This whole thing that we have been given is this profound gift. And that's not to take away or say that life isn't also brutal, hard, and harsh, and difficult, and there's pain and suffering. But this whole experience is a gift. A gift that we should approach with gratitude. And yet, my friends, or more importantly, the best is yet to come. Because we look for that future when God's fullness will dwell fully with us. That we will be in this wedding feast. And Paul points to this future, and he says the time will come when God is all in all. The fullness of God is fully here. My friends, the best is yet to come. So we are invited into this feast, into this dance, to know that we are enough, God's enough, to embrace life in the mystery and wonder of it, and in hope to look forward to the future. And so we have our table. I assure you, my friend, our wine and our bread will not run out today, because God's presence for us is here and it will never run out. And we can live in this mystery, Richard Rohr has once said that it could be heaven all the way to heaven. If we embrace this vision that God is here with us and that there is enough, and through faith, it is heaven all the way to heaven. Amen.
Spirit of Christ shining upon us, let us boldly pray for the church, the world, and all of creation. Giver of gifts, you form each member of the church to serve. Inspire us to boldly use gifts of welcome and healing, service and teaching, leading and preaching for the sake of your work in the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Refuge of creatures, you place all living under the shadow of your wings. Lead us in ways that tend to the needs of wild and domestic animals, creatures threatened by extinction, and the environment we share. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Voice of the oppressed, you call prophets throughout time. We remember the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., a voice for racial and economic justice and for peace. Guide our nation in continuing to heed your prophetic call. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of steadfast love, as Jesus celebrated at Cana, nurture marriages and relationships in mutual care. In times of separation or divorce, hold tenderly broken hearts and broken dreams. Present to all who are sick, grieving, or in any need, especially Joe, Fran, Eric, Carol, Misty, Melissa, Annette, George, Vince, Dietmar, Michael, David, Lyle, Cameron, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Brandy, Dan, Gary, Julie, the victims of the wars around the world and national disasters. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Spirit of Peace, celebrating this week of prayer for Christian unity, We pray for neighboring congregations and ministry sites. Nurture our shared commitment to embody Jesus' love, justice, and healing. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Wellspring of life, in living and dying, we trust in you. We give thanks for the saints, especially Henry, Bishop of Uppsala. Guide us in our living until, at last, we rest in you. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We entrust our prayers to you, O God, in the sure and certain hope that your promise is revealed among the people.
Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you. I invite us all now to stand together as we sing our offering hymn.
Thank you.
God of grace, your love reaches to the heavens and your abundance to the depths of the seas. Bless what we offer to your service, our gifts, our abilities, and our hearts. Let us overflow with gratitude and generosity, now and always.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
It is right to give this. Let us give. Thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned into wine, he revealed your glory. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Declares your praise beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath.
We praise you, O God.
Generations bless your faithfulness. Through the water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future.
We bless you, O God.
We give thanks for your dear Son. At the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now.
We thank you, O God.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his love for us on the way, at this table, and to the end, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We pray for the gifts of your Spirit.
in our gathering with this meal among your people throughout the world. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, through Christ Jesus, by your Spirit in your church without end.
Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
Save us from the time of trial.
Deliver us from evil.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Friends, you may be seated. My friends, this is the table of God for all the people of God. And all the people here are invited to come forward and receive at this table. In a moment, the usher will come forward and we'll start with each side. And they ask you to fill in the communion rail from right to left. You may receive communion either standing or kneeling. We only ask that you come with your hand extended to receive the bread in your hand. There is gluten-free options upon request, and then the wine will be passed around, and we ask you to either reach in and take the red cup, the dark red cup, which is wine, and the light cup, which is grape juice. Please know, again, all are welcome to this table. Christ is here, God is here, and all are invited. No one will be turned away. For those who have journeyed with us for Epiphany Sunday, we'll know about Star Words. We have our Star Words on the side altar. If you have not already received one and you'd like to get a Star Word and meditate on that word throughout the year, we're invited after communion to receive the word. And once again, please come. All are welcome. Amen.
Thank you.
keep us in grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Nourishing God, at this table you have refreshed us with your holy gifts of food and drink. Strengthen us to service and send us out to embody your good news of liberation and healing for the sake of the world. In the name of Christ, we pray.
Amen.
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 Friends, we just pause a moment for some announcements and maybe a round of applause for our musicians. A big thank you for being here. It is always a blessing. We do want to point out and remind everyone that next week is our annual meeting, and we do need all of our members to attend, not all of our members, but you know, we always have to hit that quorum. And there'll be a feast downstairs, potluck style, and in good atonement style. I assure you, the food will not run out. If you're not a member and a visitor, you are free to attend that whole event, including the meal. And the doors will be open, of course, downstairs. Bring your potluck before service, after service, immediately after service. Pete will call us to order. We still are short some council members, so if you are so moved between this week and next, to throw your name in as a nomination, please let us know. We also are looking at, this year is the in-person Synod Assembly in Portland, and we are also looking potentially for some people to serve as voting members to attend that. So if you wish to, and it's a bishop election year, so there'll be a bunch of drama going on, so if you're into that kind of stuff, throw your name into the hat. With all that being said, please pay attention, and I know Rhonda's going to say something, so go ahead.
I just want to call attention to the wow. Today is Pastor's birthday.
Yay!
Thank you, Rhonda. I was hoping to slide in without that coming up. The Spirit of the Triune God bless you with joy, anoint you with compassion, and send you out. peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Happy birthday.